Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Happy Halloween to all the Tolos and Fatties that celebrate such holiday. You're listening to The Fan After Dark. Blake Elliott, the 3-time Hall of Famer. You just heard him. Chris Arnold.
Got you down.
And then we also got number one in the PPR rankings, the Trevor, the Creator. Trevor, how are you doing on this Halloween Friday?
Muy bueno. Phenomenal tonight. Let's
okay, so we got a little bit of Spanish in here. I think I got a little bit of Spanish in me somewhere. I'm not sure where, but I think it's there. CA, you got any Spanish in you?
Who knows? It's all kind. I know some Indian.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's black.
Mm-hmm.
Could be some Spanish. You never know.
If you're Spanish, 877-881-1053 is the Franklin Injury Attorney text line. Let us know what you are doing for this Halloween day. Are you celebrating it? Are you at home? Are you going to a high school football game?
Hey, it's really interesting. You got a lot of choices. You could be, like you said, you say celebrate. You could be going to a Halloween party, a really cool Halloween party somewhere later on tonight. You could be taking the kids out trick-or-treating. Yep. You could be walking the streets right now in the neighborhood with the kids. You could be at the front door. Mm-hmm. I know people, not too long ago, they would literally have the little table set up with some wine, and they're sitting out there with candy, and the kids come by, and other parents walking by, and they have a sip, you know. Because everybody's doing the same thing.
I'm trying to think, what are some other Halloween activities that could be going on today? So we got trick-or-treaters. I feel like that's in the one spot.
You mentioned football. So let's say it's a Halloween night. There's a game somewhere. 877-881-1053.
If you're going to a high school football game or already at one, text into the program. We'll make sure to give it a shout out.
We got a Tolo that just texted in. Here's another thing to shut you out about. He said, man, no CA costume.
Yeah, what's up with that?
First of all, my favorite Halloween costume, I was wearing it last year.
Deadpool.
I love that. I still have the Deadpool costume.
You were going to come dressed up as that today.
I was feeling kind of low. My stomach was bothering me, so I said, no Deadpool.
I was totally ready for CA to show up in his Deadpool full costume.
Yeah, man. That's some Deadpool.
I don't know if we're going to count what I have on as a costume.
It is a costume because it's not regular clothes.
It's not regular clothes.
You got a classic jersey, though. A classic sweater.
I was about to leave to head up here, and I said, I love Halloween. I'm really busy. This might be the one chance I get to celebrate it right here. What can I do for a last second costume? Mm-hmm. And I put on my Wayne Gretzky Canada red hockey sweater. And then I remembered I got ski goggles. So why not go full Canadian out here?
Hey.
So I'm a Canadian today.
Even got the beer sticker on the corner, Labatt. It's sponsor on the sticker.
I got a sponsor on me?
Well, the square.
Oh!
Labatt.
I don't even know.
That's the favorite beer of Canada.
Okay, so I'm a beer company of Canada.
Labatt-A.
Labatt-A.
And by the way, a couple of Tolos texting in about some matchups tonight in high school football. 469 saying Rockwall versus Rockwall Heath is tonight. I was out at Rockwall Heath yesterday morning. Rockwall Heath coach, Coach Webb, was the 105.3 The Fan. Dallas Cowboys, what a burger, Coach of the Week.
Come on.
So congratulations to him. And by the way, Rockwall, have you ever been there lately? Spectacular.
Just in general, the city? It's
off of Lake Ray Hubbard.
My cousins used to live in Rockwall. And I went there when I was younger. It always felt like we were driving to a different state.
Yes. Because you're going over the lake.
It felt so far.
That large bridge and it's so far out.
And then when I got older, I realized it's like 30, 45 minutes away from me. But it felt like it was 5 hours when you were younger. So.
Yeah. Oh, and another one, 214 says Mesquite Horn versus Cedar Hill. Cedar Hill is also spectacular.
Someone said Blake jinxed the Blue Jays.
No, because it's not a Blue Jays jersey.
No.
It's a Wayne Gretzky Canadian jersey.
It is. The Blue Jays are up 3-2 in the series. I pick them to win the World Series.
They will.
Everybody pick the Dodgers. Were you on the Blue Jays bandwagon?
Yes.
Okay, so me and CA, look at that. Two smartest guys at the Fan both pick the Blue Jays to win, and they're going to win the World Series. And everyone else here that claims they know baseball pick the Dodgers. That's all I'm going to say. Not saying I'm a seam head, but me and CA knew what we were talking about.
Okay, so low-key, I was at their last two World Series when they won back-to-back in the day in the 1990s. Mm-hmm. Cito Gaston was the manager. Joe Carter, who hit that home run to win it. Both the times they won it was in Game 6. When Joe Carter hit that home run, he was hitting it out into the outfield, and then they had outside bleachers for the overloaded press box. Me and the voice of your Dallas Mavericks, Chuck Cooperstein, he was covering for the Phillies, and I was out there covering the World Series. That ball came straight to us, and then it went down into the stands. Everyone, Joe Carter is from Oklahoma City, so I had a connection with him.
You should have jumped in there and got
it. I wanted to dive out and just get that ball, but, you know, give it to the kids.
Let me lay this show out for you guys. At 7:40, we'll go over the Cowboys' keys to victory. At 8 o'clock, Mavs after dark. What is the AD injury update along with the other players? What does that look like? We'll get you guys all tuned in as they face the Pistons tomorrow in Mexico City. 7:30, I believe. It's already sold out.
Yep, sold out, and they dedicated a basketball court down there.
Okay, so we'll get into all that at 8 o'clock. 8:20, your owner, Jared Jones, and Stephen Jones were on these very airwaves today. We'll play some of their comments back. Jerry was asked about the Wall Street Journal comments about him being on the phone with oil and gas, not worried about the defense. We'll see how he finagles himself out of that answer at 8:20. 8:40, of course, we got Fair or Foul. 9 o'clock, NFL Stack. 9:20! You Tolo's got a lot on your mind. That's the time to get it out. Tolo's on the telephone. No spooky edition. If you got any Halloween stories you want to tell us, what you're doing in the moment, what you've done in past years, you can let us know that at 9:20. At 9:40, we got a CA Stories. Mm-hmm. As CA teased in the break, it is a Halloween-themed one. So it should be fun for that.
Tommy Lee.
10 o'clock, we got our resident Stars reporter Trevor Beck in here, so we'll give you a Dallas Stars update as well as the Texas Rangers.
Stars.
As they, Mike Maddux will not be returning to the team, so we'll discuss
that. That's huge news.
It is.
It's bigger than you think.
We'll dive all into that at 10 o'clock. At 10:20, Blake It or Leave It Spooky Edition. What does that mean? I guess you got to wait and see. But CA,
sounds ghoulish.
You said Deadpool is your favorite costume.
Uh-huh.
Is there any other ones that made the mark, or maybe even one that you've seen? What costumes have you came across? You're like, that was nice. I'll give one while y'all are thinking. And it was actually at our Halloween party 2 days ago for Odyssey.
Yeah.
Forget the girl's name.
Staff party.
I want to say her name was Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And she was dressed in a green dress. And then, you know, like the dog collar you put around your neck of the dog so they don't bite themselves when they get a treatment done?
Oh, the cone.
Cone of shame.
The cone.
So she had the cone on, but like around, like a little bit like above her waist, and then had a long metal rod with olives on it. And she was a dirty martini.
Ah.
She put it
in
the little.
She had the cone upside down.
Yeah, she had the cone upside down. Ah. So that was like the cup. And she
that's
was
too funny.
And she was the martini.
That's clever.
And so I saw that. I said, that's one of the more clever costumes I've seen that. Doesn't take too much work. Obviously, you just put a couple things together.
It's called being creative.
Being creative.
So what were you dressed as since you went to the Halloween party?
Me and Fred had a last second costume mess up, so he ended up just grabbing us a jailbird or inmate costume. So we put our name in the hat for best group costume. We were against two other people. Let's just say we didn't win. It was rigged. We lost to a shark and a lifeguard.
Well, jail is too easy.
I know.
That's
well, I need to know what the mishap was. What was the mishap?
The mishap was we were supposed to be Rick and Morty, and then Fred got to the store and they had no Rick and Morty costumes. So then I was on FaceTime. And then I said, okay, let's be thing one and thing two. Because I saw it go across. I goes, that'll be funny. Mm-hmm. It'll be cool. And he's like, all right, bet. He gets it. He buys it. He's driving in the car. He's about to head to the Halloween party to give me my costume. And he goes, Blake, I just opened the package. And the only thing in here, mind you, was $90, like 40-something for each. Mind you, in the package, the only thing there was a red jumpsuit. No blue hair. No thing one and thing two patch.
Jumpsuit.
Just the jumpsuit. Someone had stolen the patches and the hair out of it. I'm guessing they already had the red jumpsuit.
They must have had either the red jumpsuit or just a red shirt. Yeah.
And they left the packages like that. So Fred returned it to said Spirit Halloween, and they said, you can grab whatever you want. And he grabbed his jailbirds. I didn't really have much of a choice. He just said,
I'm surprised they let it come back.
Well, because Fred walked in and goes, I was just here 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay, well, then that's fair. That's fair.
And it's like the same person is like, hey, there's nothing in here. You think I have blue hair in my car and I'm hiding it from you?
We got a fatty from the 940 says, I put some watches on my belt and went to work as a waste, around his waist, of time.
See, that's the creativity I want.
I did one with a buddy, and we put dum-dums on our butt and Smarties
already not a good
on
start.
Our butt. And I was a smart ass and he was a dumbass. And it was good.
How many Smarties did you put on your butt?
At least 15. The problem was keeping them.
Are these horizontal or vertical?
We hot glued them on, which also was a bad idea because it ruined the shorts, which was going to happen anyway. Yeah. But we had a real hard time putting them on.
877-881-1053. What do you think of that costume right there? Trevor and his buddies being smart asses.
And along the way, we still have a couple of more high school matchups getting some shout outs here. Yeah. 903 says, here, Tolo graduate here of Longview High School. We're taking on North Forney tonight. Headed there right now. Honky horn, beep, beep. 714 says, Little Lamb Lobos.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Kicking on Marcus. That's a nice matchup as well.
Let's go, Little Elm. I got no love for Marcus. My boys are at Hebron, so I'm rooting for Hebron today. Now, who does Hebron play?
While you look up who's Hebron's playing, I got a little warm spot in my heart for Little Elm only because they created Mateer. That's the quarterback for OU.
Oh, yeah, John Mateer. Mm-hmm. They play Braswell tonight. So should Hebron or Braswell win that one? I'm not – Hebron should – Braswell's not very good?
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay.
It's high school. I'm just saying I'm going Hebron.
I'm going Hebron as well. Shout out to Clay. So I'll be pulling for them tonight. If your team is playing, text it in. We got my favorite 105 Through the Fan host, CA, is in the house.
Got you down.
Have a great show as always, fellas. That's Zach and Frisco. CA, how does it feel that you just get to kind of make guest appearances and everyone's super happy to see you? You get to pop in, and everyone's like, CA,
I love the flexible schedule. I will say that. Mm-hmm. I will say that. I appreciate the love from the Tolos.
That's how you know you've made it. You can pop in and everyone, even in Crosstalk, people are texting and they know CA's voice. You could put a
potato. No, read that.
Oh, I did just start. I read the rest of it.
Put it like this. I'll save the punchline. Let the Tolos figure it out. I'm saving you from yourself. The 817 says, you could put a potato on your belt and go as a leader of a foreign country that's an authoritarian.
Authoritarian. Speaking of.
What would you call an authoritarian?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you put a potato on your belt, that's what you could be, Trevor. Yeah.
And it's not a tater tot.
Not a tater tot.
Not on my belt.
I will say, have you ever gotten on a North Carolina's down 3-7 to Syracuse. Syracuse with -2 yards is up on Bill Belichick's North Carolina.
Is the girlfriend on the sideline?
Dude, that situation is crazy. Did you see the leaked video of what she was saying in the conference room or like in a production room with Bill Belichick?
No.
I got to show it to you in the
break.
Was
she dogging him or
no? No. She was just, it was Pablo Torre.
Oh, like, that means it's the truth.
Yeah.
Pablo get everything.
It was them two dogging folk. That's what
you explain
weird.
It, Trevor. You might be a better job of it.
So basically they were setting up for a TV show and they were doing in between breaks or set up for whatever. And she was just, she's like his producer, like executive producer over anything running he's things. On.
We didn't realize how much though until you see this little clip. See, like she's running.
That's what
things.
I figured. She's dogging everybody.
Yep. Why are we hiring this person? Why does this person do that?
Like, she's like, I could do this in Adobe. Like, I could do this in Adobe.
See, she's the person that he answers, yes, dear.
I didn't realize until I saw that video because it was just a lot of he said, she said. I was like, okay, I'm sure she has some input, but Bill is still Bill. You watch that video and it's like, I don't even know Bill walks out the house without her approval, the way that they were going through things.
They look like two peas in a pod, though. Like, it's like he's feeding
he's
whatever.
Whooped. He's whooped.
I mean, yeah, it's funky. It's odd. It was a very weird video.
That's what happens to some guys. They get whooped.
I was going to say, what's the weirdest trail of random videos that you've gone on? Today, for me, it was like those body cam cop videos. I get caught on those quick. I'll see part one. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, TikTok. I got to see part two. What do you mean this person started like fighting back or they took off? I can't just watch part one and keep scrolling. So that was one part of my day, was watching all these body cam footages on TikTok. And then part two was, call me crazy, you're more than welcome to. I was seeing, apparently there's videos of someone that is videoing inside North Korea. And you know, obviously there's censorship you can't really record in certain areas.
You get caught, you're dead.
But this guy is uploading the most low quality video you can think of. Like it looks like it's from 1920. But it's still videos like of North Korea and like the propaganda on the TV and like outside and inside the bunkers. And it's going like super viral, obviously.
That dude got in trouble, like big trouble. Like he's probably not coming back to America.
Because
I don't think this person's in it. What I think is it's someone obviously in North Korea. It looks like they sent the video to someone, maybe like to me, if you will. And then I'm uploading it for them. So it's compressing the video and it looks really bad. But it doesn't seem like someone who lives in America now and is like uploading high quality videos.
There was a dude that visited and he's in some deep
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. Is that the guy who stole the poster?
Kim don't play.
It was something like that because he did a bunch of different stuff, like in very nondescript, simple things, I guess you would say.
Yeah, because Kim is a potato on his belt.
I'm just trying to figure out. Saying. And someone can learn me up if they know more about the government than I do. But why have we still never really seen that much footage of North Korea to this day?
He doesn't want you to.
No, I agree, but I'm saying we Americans haven't sent no drones over there.
No, nothing. Because he's got nuclear weapons. Okay. You give him his space.
Okay.
If he didn't,
so they're just respecting that. They're like, hey, you can do what you want. Exactly. We're not going to mess with you.
Exactly. You don't know what he might do. He's totally unpredictable. Yeah. And because of that, he controls everything in his environment, the messaging to his people. His people think he created everything.
Yeah,
he takes credit for everything, and they believe it and say, yes, sir. And as far as the rest of the world, they know he's got the nukes, and he's always testing them out in the Pacific Ocean. So they're like, okay, just give him space because you don't want him to wake up the wrong day.
Is there any other place that acts like North Korea as far as, like, there's no video, really? I mean, there's, like, a couple of videos, but I'm saying—
They call that the dark something, because it's just like what you said. I don't think there's any place in the world like that right now.
Trevor, is any? No,
I don't think so. I think that's really the only place, because other like videos come out, like there's certain things. But
surprised with the internet nowadays that there's like two leaks online, like ever. Well, yeah, North Korea.
But you can control. I mean, you can control the internet like very easily with just clicks of a button. If you control a server, you got it.
They showed someone like a news coverage of a phone that had been recovered from North Korea and how their phones work and how they're automated. The phone, craziest part, and then we'll get to the Cowboys next. The phone. Take screenshots of what the phone is looking at every 5 seconds and sends it back to the government. You can't view nor delete the photo.
Yeah.
So say you were looking at how to escape or YouTube video or whatever. It sends a screenshot back every 5 seconds to the government so they know exactly what you're doing on said phone. Mm-hmm. If you try to type certain words, it autocorrects it to other words. Crazy stuff. That was just a side note on North Korea. If anyone has more news on that or information and is smarter, you're more than welcome to text it in. 877-811-1053.
By the way, they say at nighttime in North Korea, most of the lights are out on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, you can't see it from like satellites real good on purpose. Is Kim's way he is?
Well, no Kim Jong-un over here, but let's talk about what things scare us. What players, what things could scare us against the Arizona Cardinals on Monday? Let's keep the Halloween theme up. Coming up next on the Fan After Dark.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Thank you for that, Trevor. You're listening to the Fan After Dark, Blake, C.A., and Trevor the Creator here on a Halloween Friday. Let us know what you're doing today. If you're handing out candy...
How about what were you doing at night?
Yeah.
Day's over with.
Do you think I saw somebody text in right when the show started. I want to get to this text right here. I lost the text. But I think it pretty much just said that it's 7 o'clock and there's no kids doing trick-or-treating, that they're handing out candy and no one's come up to their door. And they said, what happened to all the trick-or-treaters? If you are handing out candy this year, have you had trick-or-treaters already come by? If not, let us know. If you have, let us know as well so we can tell the kids, I guess, where to go get candy at.
Right.
Is that still a thing? Handing out Halloween candy? Is that still prevalent?
I feel like most people just put it out on their porch and leave the light on, and then you get kids stealing candy.
You know what's so crazy? There are some neighborhoods where people have a pickup truck, and they bring all the kids in the pickup truck, and they just dump the kids out in that neighborhood, and they just clean up. I am not lying. You think I'm making it up? 877-881-1053.
CA, did you say the kids are in a pickup truck?
Yes.
And they're dropping them off?
There's got to be about 10 kids.
Yeah, we got to check on those kids.
Because what they do is they look for a street that's got houses on each side that you can just go this way, that way. In other words, bang for the buck. You can't have like a lot of space between the houses. In other words, you can't have just houses on one side of the street. They just look, and then at the end of the street, they'll drop off the kids on the pickup truck. And the kids will hit the streets, and then they'll come back. I promise you, I'm not making this up. And they usually take the kids to where they know that street got some money, and they got plenty of candy. I'm just saying.
Well, if you know any kids in pickup trucks in your neighborhood.
Britton from Keller says, I'm in a neighborhood in Colleyville. Hundreds of kids. Fire truck is even here.
I used to live in Colleyville.
Mm-hmm.
Side note, back when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask a question to the Tolos and to UCA.
I'm listening.
Who on this Cardinals team scares you? Gives you a little bit of the chills? Gives you a little nervous for Monday Night Football at AT&T Stadium? Kyler Murray never lost there in his entire career.
No,
first guy that comes to mind when you go, scares me against the Dallas Cowboys.
Kyler Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, first of all, it is Friday Night Football. He is arguably the greatest Texas high school football player of all time. And if people are just paying attention to his Arizona career, you're not paying attention or you weren't around for when he was winning championships with Allen. He never lost a game. He might have lost one when he was a sophomore. Back-to-back-to-back state championships. He goes off to college to OU. Guess what? They play at AT&T Stadium. Oh, by the way, high school championship, played AT&T Stadium, won that game. AT&T Stadium as against Texas in the Big 12 championship game. Texas had beaten them at the Cotton Bowl. The championship games at AT&T State. Whooped that A at AT&T. He and CeeDee Lamb. We were talking about it yesterday. CeeDee Lamb's my player profile for this Sunday or this Monday. And CeeDee and I were talking about how Kyler's his boy, but not this Monday. Mm-hmm. He ain't going to let him do it. And we were talking about it. People forget how great Kyler. He said he's just dangerous. And then, he did it at OU. He comes back as a Cardinal quarterback. Never lost a game in the building. You think Eli Manning, when he signed the wall that time, that he was invincible? No. It's Kyler Murray. 9-0? Come on. Nobody's close.
Now, the Cardinals have not been very good this year. They haven't won in 6 weeks, 5 weeks.
He's missed a couple of weeks because he's hurt. He's back now.
And I will say the last report I saw was by Adam Schefter. And, of course, I can't get my Twitter to load. But it had Jacoby Brissett taking the first team reps at practice and had Kyler Murray taking the second team reps, being limited at practice. I think there's still a good chance that Kyler plays on Monday.
Everybody thinks it's going to be Kyler, including CD. That's his boy.
I hope it's Kyler. If you've been on Twitter and you've looked at the fantasy football community, they're calling for Jacoby Brissett because he's had those receivers eaten out there.
Mm-hmm.
Kyler's been a little inconsistent this year, hasn't gotten off to the greatest start. And like CA mentioned, he's been hurt the last couple weeks. But we all know everybody's passer rating gets spooky good against the Dallas Cowboys.
See what you did.
You like that? And everybody turns into the best version of themselves. We've seen Justin Fields have his best games. We've seen Russell Wilson the week before he got benched
have
his
back
best
the
game. We've seen Caleb Williams have his only 4-touchdown game. Everybody does their thing against the Cowboys. I'm not, you know,
so just imagine,
breaking news.
So just imagine Kyler Murray, who can throw and run, what he could do, the damage he can do. Come on now.
I'll give you this. This is the guy.
You'd be crazy not to play him.
This is the guy that I am most scared of, most fearful of. And it's on the defensive side for the Cardinals. And his name is Buda Baker.
Oh, yeah.
One of the top safeties still in this game. Yeah, I know his name's been slammed a little bit this year. But we saw.
He travels.
We saw for the Denver Broncos what Hufanga was able to do and be all over the field and make tackles in the box, be able to cover. And coverage.
Mm-hmm.
I think Buda Baker is going to be a guy that's going to give Dak Prescott fits along with Will Johnson and Josh Sweat. Like, the Cardinals defense is not great. Don't get it twisted, but they still have some playmakers over there. And Buda Baker can be a game changer, can get an interception, can force a fumble. And we've seen with this Dallas Cowboys offense, they have to be perfect on offense. You cannot have a subpar game because Dak Prescott, what grade would you give him last week, CA? C minus? C?
No, I just give him a C at the worst. I mean,
a C game?
What you do is you compare him against himself this year where he's been A plus.
Yes.
I just give him a C.
And if the defense was anywhat competent, maybe you're still in that game because you still put up 20 something points. But because we know what this defense does, they're going to give up 28 a game. Your offense has to be perfect. So if a guy like Buda Baker can get a change of possession, can get a turnover, it gets really spooky on the offensive side of the ball for the Dallas Cowboys to be able to, because they can be in track meets, but they can't be in track meets where they're turning the ball over and now teams get already, because it's pretty much guaranteed that the Cowboys are going to give away some form of points. They don't force a lot of punts. Trevor, do you mind looking that up for me? How many punts have the Dallas Cowboys force this year. It's got to be bottom five in the league because they don't get off the field on third down.
No.
They're 32 out of 32 as far as getting off the field on third down. Their EPA per play is second to last. Their yards allowed is second to last. Mm-hmm. Their points allowed. We know the defense is bad. So the offense genuinely has to be perfect. And even and we can't say, oh, it's just the Cardinals, guys, because other teams still put up points. The Jets is the only team where you played in that first half where you get, we're better than you, you're a lower team, and we're going to stomp you 30-3 in the first half.
So Buda Baker is your scary guy.
Yes, sir.
While Trevor's looking up some stats you're looking forward, let's go back to the Tolos. 214 says on Swiss Avenue, where all the million-dollar homes are, right by Gaston Avenue, just east of downtown, they have so many kids and people trick-or-treating that the police have to be the traffic cops to make sure nobody runs over the kids.
Mm.
I'm telling you, that's what they do.
Don't run over a kid.
469 says, I used to see kids get out of the back of a truck, walk up to the house, get the candy, then get back in the back of the truck and drive to one more house over. I'm telling you, I've seen this played out for years, Blake. It's not unusual. Yeah. Pick up trucks full of kids.
I wish, I'm trying to think, when I was trick-or-treating, I want to say we had some neighborhoods we went to. I don't even know how my parents figured that out. They just kind of just drop you off at a place. I'm like, all right. At what age do you stop trick-or-treating with your parents and you go alone?
Well, first of all, if you're going alone, you must be, first of all, you must be too old to be trick-or-treating.
Okay, so you think there should never be an age.
If you are alone, that means if you got a teen on your name, like 13, you don't need to be trick-or-treating.
I agree.
I don't care what kind of sweet tooth you have.
Yeah.
If you
so only, 12's the
your
last
only
year.
Excuse is, I'm with my little brother.
I'm with
him,
yeah.
And he's six and I have to guard him.
Okay.
If you're 10 or 11 got to be it.
Okay.
But if you're by yourself.
By yourself, kid.
You are a teenager.
I think we're agreeing. Let's go with 11. When you go with 11's the cap. If you're 12 years old by yourself, then that's a no-go.
Yeah, especially you and your boys. You and your crew. Yeah. It's about 4 years together. And y'all just, either y'all up to some tricks. Thing, you know what I'm saying? With the paper bag with some poop in it and all that. Come on, we know what you might be up to.
I think if you're 9, 10, 11 years old, then that's a point where you can maybe get away with doing it if you're in a group.
Yeah, but your parents got to be in the car down on the street. Your parents have got to be somewhere close. They don't have to walk up to the door with you, but they got to be like on the sidewalk or, you know what I mean, on the curb somewhere. By the way, 254 says, I tell you what scares me about Monday Night Football. Matt Eberflus. Not knowing how to run a damn defense.
Mm. I agree. Mm-hmm. I might sit on
that's
that as well.
That's scary.
That is scary because
Eberflus, you don't know what he's going to bring.
And we'll play the audio from Jerry and Steven kind of defending them at 820, but I didn't hear, I'll go ahead and spoil, I didn't hear anything in there that goes, okay, Eberflus is going to figure it out this mm-hmm. week. Eberflus did a couple things talking about the scheme and how guys shouldn't have to adjust, but he doesn't think the mm-hmm. scheme's the problem. Because a lot of people are saying, well, why are you running the scheme if this isn't what your players are used to? And he goes, guys have played 4-3 before. They did it with Zimmer, and they've done it in other defensive coverages throughout their life, and this isn't new to them, and zone them in. And when you think about it, I mean, it's not. There's always two sides of the coin. I don't think if you tell Trayvon Diggs to play zone or cover two, he's like, I've never heard of that. What is it? He knows, but he's also proficient at one over the other.
Exactly.
So bending
it's the strength.
To your players. It's the strengths to your players.
You've got to play according to the talent that you have.
Yeah.
You play to their strength. That's the only way you get by. And if you're not playing to their strength and your system isn't working automatically, guess what? No more buy-in. If they're not buying in, they're like shrugging their shoulders and he don't know what he's doing. So, it's no different than any coach has got to have the buy-in. Yeah. They got to believe in what you're doing. You can't just say, oh, you'll learn it and you're getting drove number 32 in the league.
Yeah.
Every category, you're number 32 in the league.
At what point do... Which bend do you think needs to happen? Say you bring in a new DC next year, hypothetically, and he comes in and he's similar to Eberflus where he's a zone guy.
Why does it have to be? No, you don't do that.
Okay.
You got to bring in, let me tell you what you got to do. Dan Quinn had this defense when they were going 12-5, 12-5, 12-5. He had them doing, they were attack mode. They were strip and score, scoop and score, pick sixes, you name it. They were very aggressive, and that was their strength. Soon as he leaves, they fall apart. Some of these guys are still Dan Quinn mentality guys. Unless you're going to get rid of all of them. Now, I'm not saying the ones that are left are the greatest because some of them are gone. But that's the mentality. All I can tell you is there's a story of when they brought in. Do you know how Wade Phillips got hired?
Please tell me.
Really quick. When Parcells retired, he was running, I want to say he was running a 3-4 defense. They were going to hire North Turner to be the head coach. Everybody knew it. North and Najeri were making rounds of Super Bowl week. And North Turner said, I'm not going to take the job, though, unless I bring my guy, my defensive coordinator, who was coaching the Chicago Bears at the Super Bowl that year. And Jerry said, I can't do that. He said, why not? He said, because I pay all these players to play a 3-4, and your guy does a 4-3.
Even if the DC is an upgrade, you're saying in a situation like
I didn't say it was an upgrade.
Okay.
I'm just saying that North Turner was the upgrade. Yeah. In other words, he's family.
Yeah.
North said, I'm not bringing in a guy that I don't trust.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
They have my back, and my back runs a my guy runs a 4-3. Jerry said, I'm paying big money to guys who run a 3-4. And so North said, I can't do it. They had already hired Jason Garrett to be the offensive coordinator. That's why Garrett was here before Wade Phillips. Wade Phillips got the job because he runs a 3-4. That's how he became the head coach. Yeah. This is completely different is where I'm going. I was stunned by the fact that, yeah, we know Eberflus's family. But Jerry tradition is like, wait a minute, they don't run the same defense.
And we knew,
was Zimmer to run either way.
We knew there was a scramble because they were bringing in Eberflus, or talking about bringing him in before they even made Schottenheimer the head coach. And so Schottenheimer comes in as head coach. He doesn't have a lot of Schottenheimer finally gets the promotion. He's not going to be like, well, I won't take it if Eberflus the DC. I'm good. I'm sure, I'm just speculating. I'm sure Schottenheimer was like, okay, I'll do whatever. Okay, let me pick my offensive guys.
But not only that,
defensive guy, and now you're
that,
in this mess.
Shotty said he and Eberflus had a great relationship. They'd known each other for years.
Yeah.
So again, like you said, he wasn't being lying in the sand like North, but he's like, okay, we can work that.
Yeah.
Because in his
mind, know he's going to trade Michael Parsons either when he obviously
nobody
when
that.
Schottenheimer got the job.
Yeah, nobody knew that.
And to me, Schottenheimer has done all the right things. He said the right things. Mm-hmm. He said the offense clicking. He's the one calling the plays. He deserves a lot of praise, but unfortunately, it's being undermined by what Eberflus is doing. We'll continue that conversation as well as the keys to victory for your Dallas Cowboys on Monday. Keep reading your texts, and maybe he'll hear a little bit from Jerry and Steven next on The Fan After Dark.
The Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoe, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Mom's spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti. Knees weak. Arms is heavy.
My hands are sweaty.
Your hands are sweaty. You listen to The Fan After Dark. Fred. C.A., Blake, and Trevor, the creator. Fred's actually in Kansas.
High school playoffs.
Watching his son win a high school playoff football game. So I'll text him and see if they're winning or not. I would assume so. I think his son's school is a 2 seed.
Yeah, they're playing the 15th seed.
Playing the 15th seed. Also, how many weeks until we get to Texas high school
playoffs? Usually it's like right after Thanksgiving.
Dang, so Kansas, what, is a month ahead?
So it seems.
Man, what did they play, like 5 games
well,
a year?
Well, basketball starts, so you know they can't be playing football while basketball starts.
Yeah, they're not like us, okay? No matter how much Fred likes to say.
They're not like us.
And they start the season the same day, I would assume.
They're not like us.
And they just straight up like shorten us. The season. What do they play? They have to be playing like four or five less games. We're going over the keys to victory for the Dallas Cowboys versus the Cardinals. Let's read a couple of your texts before that. C.A. Blake looking like Coco B. Coco Beware from the old Von Erich days.
Oh. Okay.
Headed to Houston tomorrow.
I like that. That's good. That's a pull.
I look like Coco Beware.
Coco Beware. I like to say it faster.
Coco Beware.
Coco Beware.
I saw the Von Erich movie, Iron Claw.
Iron Claw. Uh-huh.
I saw that because it was filmed in Denton. So I went to Denton to see it with my friend because Blake went to college there. Headed to Houston tomorrow to see my Broncos. So like Mr. Unlimited said, let's ride. That's from our boy Jagon.
Mm-hmm.
Unlimited.
We literally have no safeties. I agree. Yep. The ones we have stink. Donovan Wilson's a linebacker. That was in Bobby Belt's proposition for how to retool this team. What do you think about that, playing Donovan Wilson exclusively in the box?
That's where he excels. He's not a zone guy. Don't put him in space.
No.
See, that's part of the deal. These guys that are still on this team from the Dan Quinn days, they were built for the Dan Quinn defense. They're not built for the bigger defense. In other words, they're not built for what Flus wants to do. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how do I explain it? It's like, well, we're going to be a three-point shooting team, but nobody can shoot threes. Well, we're going to shoot them because that's what we do. It's my style. We're gonna be a big team down low and bang, but you have no centers. That's what we do.
Where did Jason Kidd? 214-13-14 is the last ride trick-or-treating for the boys. I remember because all the freshman girls would get invited to upper class parties. So for the boys, 13 to 14 is that last ride. Do we agree with that? That would be too old in the CA book. CA 13 to 14.
Yeah, like I said, if you got a teen in the last year age, you're too old.
Too old.
I think it's hard for those. I mean, I remember when I stopped going trick or treating.
Remember?
Yeah,
you like physically remember?
Yeah, I remember my last time trick or treating, and I was like, I don't think I'm going to go this year. And it was. I think it's a difficult thing to realize, but you kind of let it go as a child. Like, that's okay, my childhood is over once you stop trick-or-treating.
See, what it is you get to the point where the only way, the older you get as a child, it's not even the treats, it's the tricks. Once it's just the tricks, you too old for that mess, man.
Talking about TP and houses.
Yeah, exactly.
Now that's and that, a good childhood
and that
memory.
And that doesn't have to be on Halloween alone.
If you never TP'd a house as a kid, I probably can't trust you.
We had one guy that we messed with. We called him Buddha Belly. That was just what we called him. He had a big old belly.
Okay.
And we would.
Maybe it was a hernia.
He just had like one of those guts. He just had a gut.
So you were a bully. Continue.
In other words, he couldn't see his feet.
A little bit. We messed with him a lot.
How would you feel if someone did that to you, Trevor? Bullied you.
I would be cool with those kids, though, because I was one of those kids. Like, we TP'd his house.
Did you egg it?
Huh?
Did you egg his house?
No, we didn't ever do that because I had my car egged one time, and I had, well, it's hard. My grandpa
Man,
had
paint.
His car
it
egged.
It ruins paint.
I had to clean it.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm never doing that to somebody.
It will destroy the paint on the car.
I remember TPing someone's house, and we sprinted away so fast, and that was the exhilaration, the rush, and it was harmless. And
it wasn't the action. It was the potential of getting caught. That's what's exciting.
Uh-huh. That's the thrill.
How about we get a DC that can play multiple defenses, not just one?
Yeah. How about that? You had Zimmer. Zimmer could do that. But Zimmer, like said, he thought he could be the head coach, and they said, Zim, we love you, but we're going to go with somebody else. And he said, well, I'm retired. I got horses to raise.
Can't blame the defensive coordinator. Can't make a good meal with spoiled groceries.
Guess what? DQ did. Mm. DQ came in with Mike Nolan's mess.
I say the defense wasn't good before Dan Quinn got here. We were talking about how bad this defense was.
Let me tell you how bad the defense was before Dan Quinn. We talked about it on the air all the time. Well, the defense, they can't create takeaways. Wait a minute. Takeaways is something that's subjective. They were doing the analytics. So, you know, they're like, we only get like 5 or 6 takeaways a year. That's crazy. What do you mean you can only get 5 or 6 takeaways? Dan Quinn comes in. They lead the league in takeaways. You saw both of our corners lead the league.
Oh, Diggs and Bland, yeah.
Both of them, different years. How does that happen? DQ, different years.
A little bit of Al Harris as well, who's in Chicago now.
See, he's the solution. Mm-hmm. If you were smart, and for those who don't know, Al Harris was going to go right to Washington with DQ. And Jerry and Steve said, let's just money with it. Guess what,
Al? Made him the assistant head coach, right?
Made him the assistant head coach, even though, you know, just the title, because he was in charge of that secondary. Well, guess what? They let Shoddy take over, which is fine. And Al Harris said, I'm taking my talents to Green Bay. Mm-hmm. I mean, Chicago.
Chicago.
And could they bring in Flus? I'm like, if you just kept Al Harris and made him the defensive coordinator.
I think you're seeing a lot of similarities with the Mavericks and the Cowboys as the Dodgers. Looks like they're going to get on the board first. 1-0 in the top of the third. I can't really see with my goggles on. Did I say top of the third?
Top of the third.
Yeah, it's top of the third.
Runners on second and third. Dodgers up 1-0, facing elimination down 3-2 in the World Series. So big hit for the Dodgers. I don't even remember what I was saying.
You're talking about the Mavericks and the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of comparison just with the coaching staffs, like the overhauls. You see it happen with the Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people aren't liking how it looks. You let a lot of your assistant coaches go to different places.
Mm-hmm.
We see, what's our boy with the Spurs now? I'm blanking on his name. That's, he's their assistant head coach. Sweeney.
Yeah, Sean Sweeney. Jason Kidd, just like Pat Riley found, who's coach? Eric Spoelstra?
Spoelstra.
Found him in the video room
and
with
Sweeney's been great.
Well, that's Jason Kidd's protege.
Yeah,
that's his guy. But here's the deal: the only reason I'm not going to quite compare it to the same, because again, I said this during a crosstalk. You're watching people want instant gratification, just like I said when Kyrie first got here. Oh, Kyrie and Luka, it'll never work. Look, they won't even know how you got 2-point guards. And then you know the next year they go to the playoffs and go to the finals. What I'm pointing out with this coaching staff is this. All those guys that Jason Kidd brought in this time around, if he brought in all these different guys that he didn't know, that's a different story. He's got guys that won Vogel, the championship. All these guys, they're from the Lakers when they won in the bubble. They all know each other, and guess what they know? They know the players, Kyrie, AD, and Clay. They all know. In other words, it's not like, well, we got to reintroduce ourselves. And Popeye Jones, of course, played with Jason Kidd when he was 3Js.
Well, we'll continue talking about the Mavs.
So, again, it's a little bit different.
At 8 o'clock for you.
There's levels to this thing.
What are the keys to victory for the Cowboys versus the Cardinals CA? For me, it's going to be a bounce-back Dak performance. Obviously, didn't have a good game against Denver. You're going to need him to be perfect. And then also, point two, it's going to be Javonte Williams, man. I need him to grind. I need him to keep the defense off the field. Talking about the Dallas Cowboys defense. And limit those opportunities. Make it a slow grind game. I don't want to shoot out going back and forth. I know the offense can do it, but let's get a slow grind. Let's win 27 to 15. I don't need it to be in the 40s or 30s because this defense is cannot hang, and the offense, all they have to do is have one misstep, and all of a sudden you lose another game where you should have won. So for me, it's Javonte Williams and that O-line, and then obviously Dak having a bounce back game. For UCA?
You are speaking facts. I was talking to CeeDee Lamb about this yesterday when I was doing the player profile interview. I told him, because he couldn't show his hand, I said, Clayton Adams, your coach, your offensive coordinator, and he used to be with Cardinals. I said, I know he's got some tricks up his sleeve, but the bottom line is y'all have got to keep your boy Kyler Murray off the field.
Got to.
You have got to. And that's the running game. Yeah, so you guys got to dominate the clock. That's the running game. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't say nothing. He's just grinning, right?
Like, yeah, but at you the same, know boss.
But at the same time, I said, you know, Dak's available for the big play, and you and him and Pickens, they are like the 1-2 punch. But at the same time, we don't need the splash plays unless necessary. Yeah. The one thing you got to remember about Dak Prescott, even though Kyler Murray is 9-0 in that building, Dak Prescott is 5-1 on Monday Night Football.
Come on, man. And it is a Monday Night Football game at AT&T. I'm not looking at the defense for any keys to victory because I'd be lying to myself.
There's no keys over there.
There's no keys. There's no lock.
Keep them off the field.
Just your key is your offense, is keeping them off the field.
Keep them off the field. And limit their snaps.
The Cardinals have been a middle of the road to bottom of the team as far as run defense goes. The Cowboys have been a top 10 fringe rushing offense. So I'm really looking at Clayton Adams going against his former team and cooking something up. I don't need explosive plays because the Cowboys haven't been good at creating those as far as in the run game. I'm just looking at grinding out the clock, limiting possessions. I don't need Dak throwing it 50, 40 times. I just need a clean game, no turnovers, Javonte Williams and that offensive line dominating the Arizona Cardinals.
214 says what we need is a fumble and a bland pick six, and we good.
I mean, I think you could say that about every game. If we get a fumble and a pick six with the top two offense, then we will win.
We can't count on that defense.
I brought up the other day Bobby Belt's retooling and what it can do to help the team be more competent this year. I'll throw a couple out to you and see if you agree. And I'll keep it with the in-house stuff. He said some trade stuff. But the first thing he said was the Donovan Wilson thing in the box that we already discussed. Mm-hmm. He said that he would shore up the defensive line rotations. He's tired, and I would agree with Bobby in this, he's tired of the depth being such a big talking point of, we've got 8 or 9 different guys that can rush the passer, and nobody's going to get over 60% snaps, and everyone's going to be fresh. He said he wants to see Osa and Solomon Thomas be your main defensive tackles. Like Kenny Clark hasn't been look good in the last couple weeks, and Solomon Thomas has been your most disruptive defensive tackle, and I would agree with that sentiment. And then on the edges, having Donovan Ezeraku and Jadeveon Clowney. Those being your guys, and rotating in a James Houston on pass rushing stuff, and pretty much be between those six or seven guys. I don't need to see a bunch of Sam Williams. I don't need to see a bunch of Dante Fowler. I don't need to see a bunch of Marshawn Nealon. Those guys sound great in theory, sound great on paper and whatever, but they're not producing. So this whole, we're going to coach up through the season and they'll get it. You're about to be out of playoff contention. You keep dropping games that you shouldn't be dropping. And the schedule's only getting harder. So in that form of 80% snaps going to Ezeraku, Clowney, Solomon Thomas, and Osa, and then rotating in Kenny Clark and James Houston, do you agree with that, or do you want to keep the rotation up on the defensive line?
No, I agree with that. It makes more. Why would you keep – this is the definition of insanity. Why would you do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result? No, you do something different. I like that.
So I agree. Shoring it up and making the guys that have actually been producing be the ones out there on the field. If you have any ideas
if you haven't been producing, sorry. We're trying to win.
Obviously, Overshown coming back into the fold will help.
Well, you know what? Let me say this about Overshown. I love him to death, and I love his attitude and the whole nine yards, but I have a fear.
A lot of pressure on him?
No. The fear is he's Sean Lee. Do you remember linebacker Sean Lee?
I do.
He was great when he was healthy. The other part I have a fear is that everybody expects him to be exactly the way he was last year. He might need to ramp up. You know what I'm saying? Who knows if he's going to hit the ground running being the exact same guy he was? You have no idea if he's going to be that same guy. It might take him a couple of months. You have no idea.
Well, we'll hear Jerry and Steven discussing some similar.
I think everybody's, it's not about pressure, it's about, and plus, what makes you think he can figure out this Eberflus mess?
Well, we'll see if Jerry.
Will he get used right in the proper way? What makes you think Flus is going to use him the right way? He ain't used nobody else the right way, has he?
We got spooky CA.
Why would y'all think that?
8:20, we'll hear from Jerry and Steven. On the other side, let's talk a little Mavs. Let's see if CA
is can calm us down, give us a little balance with the Dallas Mavericks and their injury updates next on the Fam After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.